Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The problem's getting worse, Tommy.
What happened?
This is supposed to be a place for the community to go and enjoy the natural beauty of Lake Ontario. But young punks keep making a mess and ruining the scene. And there is a solution to this.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, would the solution be worth it?
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, we'll jump right into the story.
Read what happened.
Last week, we told you about an issue at Duran Eastman Park,
mm-hmm.
down there on the beach. Neighbors who live in the area woke up last Sunday morning to find the remnants of a bonfire with trash all over the place. Mm. And they used a taxpayer-funded picnic table.
Government issue.
As part of the bonfire. Folks who walk the beach are pissed.
Oh.
10NBC did an investigative report about mm-hmm. this. They talked to some of those folks who said,
"Oh
no-
yeah, a guy walks with his doggy every day."
Yeah.
He was shocked.
Those folks out there say there's no accountability. That their community they live in shouldn't have to deal with this, and it's this kind of chaos that makes people not want to come down to Duran Eastman mm-hmm. Park. So during the story, the mayor got involved. 10NBC showed the pictures, video to mm-hmm. the mayor. The city wanted information about who did all this stuff, and that certainly gave the perp something to think about.
Right. What'd they do?
Well, here's the problem.
What happened?
It happened again this past weekend.
Wow, really?
More bonfires, more trash left behind. No picnic tables harmed in this incident.
Yeah.
But who knows what happens next time?
Maybe you shouldn't blow stuff out of proportion and put it on everybody's radar. That this is a thing you can go do behind everybody's back.
Okay.
And like send your top investigative reporter to interview a burnt table. And then take it to the mayor because he wouldn't know what that would look like unless you showed it to him. Like they created this whole mess.
Well, you can't tell me kids jackassing
around in the woods. Hell, half the country tunes they play for the summertime is heading out into the woods and messing.
Hold on. It's
getting down in the country.
It's a public park on the beach. Like, this ain't like out in the middle of nowhere. This is where people go.
But it's a little secluded from the street. Like, it's not... A cop would have to get out of his car to go see what's going on.
No, that's fair. Right. And also, what you say 10NBC created this. No, they didn't. They followed up a story that they were told about.
Bro, they created this thing like it was a murder investigation.
If you saw the way it was reported on.
Oh, my God.
I was waiting for something. I was like, and?
Right.
And, oh, no, it's just...
It's like
just
the JonBenet Ramsey investigation.
Look.
It was really dirty, and they used a picnic table.
Nobody under 30 got that reference. Second of all... I know, we're old now. Second of all, no, man, was it over the top? Yes, the story was over the top. Comically over the top. But they didn't create a story.
No, but they put it on the radar. That's what they did, man.
No, like, this ain't the 1980s anymore where, like, kids watch news and be like, oh, I want to do that. Nobody who has a bonfire on their beach watches the news.
I don't know, they did step up their game the next day.
What did you see?
So I saw that they brought a bunch of wooden pallets.
Yeah, there were pallets, yes.
So I don't know if somebody brought those to the bonfire or if they found those somewhere, but the bonfire definitely grew in size.
It's just kids jackassing for the summer. They want to go someplace and make out and have fun and drink. Jesus, we've all done it.
Okay, I agree. I understand this. But
back then, we were more responsible.
All right, so to either of you,
we used leaded gas to start those fires.
So this is not becoming enough of an issue where either of you think something should be done. Okay, look.
Well, my fear is just that it just gets to be a dangerous thing for the kids involved.
It becomes a trend.
No,
it goes
that's
on TikTok.
Not what she's saying. Let's talk about this.
It's a TikTok challenge.
As much as these folks may be overreacting, shut up.
It's the pallet fire challenge.
It's less about the aftermath and more about how dangerous it is when it's happening,
okay, so
I guess.
Let's break this down. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The folks that may be overreacting do have a few good points.
Oh, they sure do, Brad.
Tommy, this is a community area designed for families.
It's beautiful. It's pristine.
It's hard for them to use it while it's full of trash.
I know. And then don't forget, we're coming into also pollution season when we get the toxic tides that come in.
Second issue.
Maybe that'll put the fires out.
Second issue. If you have a whole beach unchecked on weekend nights, to Kimmy's point, something could get out of hand and kids could easily get hurt. We've seen that happen
okay,
before.
Fire or but not. That always happens.
But that's not a reason to let it happen.
You got to tell kids they can't go down to Makeout Beach.
Okay, stop calling it Makeout Beach. Blast creepy point. Old man.
But that's what kids want to do. They want to half the fun of summer is at night. Sneaking around, having fun.
Are you doing Grease now? Summer loving, burning a table. Summer loving, old man saying make out beach. Look, man, all they would have to do to stop this from happening is put a police officer or a park security guard in that area.
You got to get them on one of those four-wheelers like you saw in Baywatch.
No, man, you could just put them in a car in
the
parking lot.
I think just the presence of that vehicle.
Right.
We'd...
By the way,
issues.
They'll just move the party somewhere.
Okay, so, but all right, hold on. If you put the police officer and security guard in the parking lot, it would 100% stop it from happening. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know how expensive it is to pay for that one person.
Got
to
be a nighttime shift.
It would give the community peace of mind. Mm-hmm. It would ensure nothing unsafe happened to the kids. I don't understand why you're so against this.
I don't think it'll stop it. I think you're just pushing peas around a plate.
Okay.
Okay. The kids are going to go and want to have fun.
Kids just want to have fun?
Yeah, that would be a good tune.
Okay. Here's the one thing that bothers me about this statement. Because look, man, I'm like you. All right? We jackassed around when we were kids.
I mean, you had a lot of furniture to burn in your house.
No, we didn't. If we burned it, we didn't have anything to sit on. It's okay to say that kids deserve to go out and have a good time. And also say... they shouldn't be setting stuff on fire and leaving it on the beach the next day. Because if this was happening around the corner from your house, you would be
canal fire.
Losing your mind.
Well, I don't mind if it happens over there.
That's my point. So don't sit here and be like,
I don't live in Finger Blast Point.
Hey, Finger. You made me say finger. Hey, fellow teenagers. It's me, Tommy. I'm just here to hang out at the bonfire. Dab out the kids.
But don't you think it's an overreaction?
No, look, I think it's an overreaction. I also think the folks that live down there have a valid point.
Oh, by the way, this guy acted like he couldn't walk his dog on the beach because it was like the day after D-Day.
You can't get past this one guy.
Seriously, man.
Well, that's
that
guy is you. Feature.
That guy is you. You are that man.
And his puny-ass little dog. And
you have a puny-ass little dog.
Me and Fluffy can't.
You are that guy.
By the way, it's one... table burnt. He act like he couldn't access the beach.
Oh my God, bro, if you take pride in where you live, which you do, which is funny because you don't pay a mortgage or property taxes, you feel like you own that spot.
Where I do, yeah.
Okay, so you have talked about teenage kids in the middle of the day walking down the street that you think are suspicious. So shut up.
I would also be afraid that if it continues and we've seen like the old guy anger just keep it builds up and it builds up and it builds up. Eventually, somebody's gonna go down there and try to put an end to it themselves.
Vigilante justice,
and it's not gonna end well.
You're gonna have some old Italian go, I've lived in Somerville, I've lived in a ride car my whole life. This is my area, and it's gonna be bad. You're gonna have old Italian man with hair oil on that bonfire,
and that thing really will ignite.
Go right up.
Dominic's on fire.
252-WCMF 252-9263. After the issue last weekend, we told you about bonfires in the beach in Durante's Park, a taxpayer-funded picnic table being burned.
Why did they just call it the city's table?
Well, that sounds like
taxpayer-funded picnic table.
Because the city's tables might be a name of a hipster restaurant. Okay. Welcome to the city's table. Would you like cheese with bread? That's $45. It happened again over the weekend. Folks are even more upset about what's going on here. And Tommy's like, yeah, man, let the kids be cool. Man, check me out. Even though someone could legitimately get hurt.
Yes.
Is it an overreaction? Yes. Do the people who live there have a point? Yes. Both things can be true.
But did the media, along with civic leaders, put this escalate the situation by putting it on a map and making it a legitimate news story?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I hear you, man.
I blame the media, which you're a part of. Uh-huh. Yeah. And, of course... city officials.
I hear you. The media should stop talking about this story. You know, the one we've done twice now.
We're not media.
Well, we're not?
We're like trash media. We're like sub-media.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're flapping our gums, but it doesn't affect us personally.
No.
It affects Michelle. She's on CMF. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What you got for us? Up, will you let her talk? No. Don't be a dick. Let Michelle talk
I'm
before
just
you be a dick.
Him
no.
Her
I
to
see
the break
the dick look on your face. Your face is all. Go ahead, Michelle.
So I live down by Durant. I've been over there for like 20 years. My kids grew up there. They both, you know, graduated. They did their thing down there, and I get that totally. And it's not just the kids that make a mess down there. It's adults too. I mean, sometimes when we go, I walk that beach. I walk Charlotte. You know, from my house, I live right on Lakeshore, and there it's so bad down there during the summer. And it's gotten to the point where we can't even walk. You know, we've done it for years, and it's so bad. Even the garbage, the trash, just every day and during the summer, you can't even get through. The traffic is so bad that it was down the one lane down one year.
All right, Michelle, let me stop you. Hold on, because Tommy's making a face. He's like a dog in a cage. He's itching to comment here. Go ahead, Tommy. I'm sorry.
So there's so much trash, you can't walk that beach.
Wait, Tommy's family's hanging out on that beach?
Of the trash that they left behind. The whole park was trashed. We took a video going to work the next morning. It was so bad.
So bad.
Are you kidding me? Just for people to come down there, I feel like, yeah, I get it's a public park, but if they made people pay for parking there, it would be different.
Well, hold on. Now we're getting insane, Michelle. You can't charge people to park at a public beach. What are you?
Why did they do it at Hamlin Beach? They make people pay for parking.
Well, you're entering Hamlin Beach
Park.
Oh, okay,
gotcha. So you're paying to go into the park. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Okay, so you want to make it like a paid park.
It's uninhabitable.
If they made the parking lot paid, not that many people would go down there because now they got to pay to get in there.
Well, but you're now you're taking away access from people that don't have the money to go pay to go hang out at the beach. Well, okay, now, Michelle, I was on your side. You're losing me, Michelle. You're losing us. This is not how you win. Not how you win arguments.
No, I'm not trying to argue. I'm just telling you that this is what we deal with all the time.
Okay. But you live by a beach, and people go to the beach in the summertime, and you're complaining that there's traffic.
She said trash.
No, she said traffic.
Well, traffic, too. Yes.
Traffic.
It's down to one lane.
But when their cars are parked 5-6 times, and they're all parked, and you have one lane to get down a two-lane highway, what if fire and ambulance had to get down there? And that happens every summer, at least 5 times through the summer.
So they lose 5 or 6 homes every year.
No, but to Tommy's point, I mean, that's more of a city problem. Like, you know, you don't have enough space or parking. What are you going to do? You're just going to... Okay. All right, Michelle, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. I live
near a popular area, and I am appalled at how people use it.
I want to be on your side, but I know that if this was going on anywhere near Pittsburgh, it would be 10 times... We would be getting... The same kind of calls, but about 1,000 times more.
100%. Let me tell you something. I'm not popular, and I don't live in a popular area, so I don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. But if you want to live near nice, this happens.
Bro, you bitched and moaned about all Airbnb in my neighborhood during PGA Tour. They're out up all night. Jackass. These are Long Island types drinking and carrying out
of the traffic.
Chicks.
You get upset when people let people park in their yards.
It's different over there.
How is it different?
It's a little different over there.
Okay, Stacy has an idea. We'll get to that on Facebook in a sec, but Austin's on CMF. Hey, Austin, how are you, buddy?
How's it going, Duffy?
Good,
everybody
Austin.
Else?
Good.
I'm actually on Tommy's side. It is blown way out of proportion, and the last caller, she was kind of nuts.
Maybe she wasn't the best representation.
She just wants the beach all to herself.
Okay, but so would you.
The trash, I can't walk. Right, are you kidding me, man? Austin, what did she live in Bangladesh?
Austin, but what? It's only going to take one bad thing happening, and everyone's going to have to walk back all of their takes. Mm. That's all. It's all it's going to take. I'm just saying.
Right. No, I agree. But kids will be kids. Kids do dumb things. Adults do really stupid things.
Okay. All right. All right. But, like, again, I hate this argument. I hate this argument. Kids do dumb things. You're right. Kids do dumb things. And we all did dumb things. And adults exist to try to prevent kids from doing things so dumb that they get hurt.
Mm-hmm. Right. But in the end, there are stupid adults, which you've seen multiple times before. Like those mom vics and all these other idiots that are out there.
Okay. Clogging up the beach. With their fat asses.
I think all the problems lie with the boomers. Not going to lie. No offense, honey. I love you. But, you know, I think these boomers are just getting way too iffy, I guess.
Well, no, Austin. Austin, I mean, I would love to blame the older generation now, too. But it's every generation. Every generation does this. And I know you don't want to hear this, but one day we're going to grow up, and there's going to be something that we think, this sucks.
You guys are already kind of there.
I'm arguing with you! Austin, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
But of all the things that go on at that beach, like to say like this,
what do you think?
This is
what do you think goes on at that beach? What do you think goes on there?
I bet you at night there's all kind of crazy stuff going on at that beach.
Give me an example.
You know, maybe,
No, that's not words.
How about some grandpas going down there looking for some love?
Okay, what's wrong with that?
But they don't bitch about that.
Well, it's not interrupting anybody as long as they keep the windows closed and the batch stays up against the glass. Like as long as you got there's glass
some,
batch,
there is some. Horny ass grandpas down on that beach.
Okay, look, man.
I can't walk that beach without these horny grandpas at night. I can't find a place to park. All these horny grandpas. There's got to be 70 Crown Vics in that parking lot. All of them are rocking, so don't bother knocking.
70 Crown Vics and one Vic getting crowned, buddy.
Well, you killed Tommy.
You got the pollution. You got the tie-off boat
crew. Oh, my
God.
Oh, my God.
Rocking all afternoon
the
and night down at Marge's.
Be in the water. What are you talking about?
But
let people enjoy your summer, man. It's such a short time.
That's the argument at the beach.
I'm saying, you can't light a picnic table in the wintertime because it's so wet out.
252 WCMF. I see you guys on hold. Sit tight. I'll get back to you again. Talking about more trash bonfires found at Duran Eastwood Park. Tom, hey, let everybody do everything. Hey, no problem. Everything's going to be fine. Stacy writes us. She's got a solution because it's easy to criticize, very hard to create.
Right,
and there are no bad ideas.
Right.
Stacy writes us. Why doesn't the city do sponsored events for the kids at night like they used to do midnight basketball? If they put a bonfire on the beach and had adult supervision and activities, it gives the kids something to do and keeps the beach safe and clean.
Okay, that sounds like a really good time.
Yes.
Supervised fun in a controlled environment.
She's trying.
Ain't no alcohol, ain't no smoking, and there ain't no blasting.
She's trying. Oh, look, I mean, Stacy.
It would draw the kids that wouldn't be doing this anyway.
Right.
Yeah. And not only that, I mean, even if...
Great for them, but...
Even if, Stacey, this were able to happen, right? Like, even if the kids are like, you know what? I want a state or government-sponsored bonfire. That costs money. And if they don't have the money to have someone to patrol the beach.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Right? Yeah, you don't have the money to pay somebody. All right, we'll take one more call. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again. You're like a little pit bull this morning.
I've been cool.
I'll pat you on your head. Let Haley speak.
Haley.
And then you can, what is wrong with Haley, man?
Nothing is fine.
Okay.
It just sounds like a name I'm not gonna like it. Whatever she says.
Haley, you're at CMF. How's it going?
Hey, grandpappies need some loving, too. I fully support that.
Thank you.
But I feel like if there's a problem with trash, maybe the city could put more trash cans out. I haven't been down to Duran in a long time. I remember last time I was there weren't too many. So if there's an issue with trash, I think they should kind of facilitate.
All right. Well, I mean, look, I'm looking at the picture here. They just set stuff on fire and left it there. I don't think if there was a garbage can, they'd be like, let's put away this charred stuff. Mm-hmm.
Then they could set the garbage can on fire. I get kids want to be kids. I think the bigger issue is that, you know, we can't have, I guess, like uncontrolled fires if they're not put out properly.
By the way, we're so stupid. It took us 15 minutes to get to the point where there are uncontrolled fires being operated by children. And we're just sitting here like, let the kids have fun, man.
I mean, kids do stupid things. I did stupid things. You know,
Haley had her summer fun, bro.
What?
You had your summer fun.
Yeah, I did.
All right, Haley, did you grow up around here?
I also get with the media, you know, someone complains, they do, like, the police do their own investigation, but then that might not be good enough for those certain people that want more. So I guess they're trying to kind of play both sides of the field, make certain people happy, I guess. But Haley, I agree, it's kind of more out of proportion.
Haley, did you grow up around here?
Parenting.
Okay, so on a Saturday night, you're 17 years old, middle of the summer.
Oh, she was howling Haley.
Was shut.
Yeah.
Arrow. I just said 17.
Well, when she was 17.
That was a long time ago.
Okay. Haley, what were you doing on a Saturday night to have fun? Will you shut up? What were you doing on a Saturday night to have fun with your friends on a summer night?
I was doing the same stuff that they were doing. I mean, I was lucky enough that no one got hurt. I didn't cause property damage.
She was at Pinky Park with the rest of them.
Yeah. I was probably lighting stuff on fire on there, too.
Oh, there was a fire.
Shut up.
Haley.
There was some burning bush.
Haley, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. All right. You know, I've noticed, Kimmy, that we've had more women calling the show the last couple of weeks because we used to have the saying.
Well, Haley knew the drill. She just ignored him. I don't know what you're saying, man. I'm just going to keep on with my point.
And, like, she keeps going, which makes it more frustrating. So he just keeps getting, like, creepier and dirtier and creepier and dirtier. Hey, guys, look at me over here, though. Hey, guys. I got a microphone and camera. But that's not enough. Look over here. You stupid bitch.
Yeah, she was.
Daddy, Piggy Park, push on the fire. Oh, Grandpa Knobs, look at me. It's my birthday.
That's what he would be doing if he could jump up and down.
Oh, God. All right, let's take a break.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We in the break room can admit when we're wrong.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, two out of three of us can. However, it's still hard to tell us why we were wrong about this.
Mm.
Because despite these businesses popping up across the greater Rochester area being successful, why someone would pay money for this experience is still a massive head-scratcher.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF, the town of Greece, now has its own cat cafe.
So explain to me this again.
Okay, so I will in a sec. It's called Friendly Feline. It had its grand opening yesterday on Ladder Road. It was a massive event, brought out all the heavy hitters. Greasetown supervisor Bill Rylick was there.
Oh, Mr. Hot Rod?
Yep. Also, two of the cats in the cafe are now suing him. And if you're not familiar with a cat cafe, Tommy, it is like a coffee shop, but with a bunch of cats.
It's just walking around.
Yeah, you sit there and you eat and you drink and there are cats
and
there.
And they annoy you.
That's the whole hook.
All right.
Just cats.
Because I want hair in my beverage.
Well, I think they separate the two. From the one I saw, there's like the cafe part and then you can like walk into like a second room to like hang out with the cats.
Yeah, there's a cat room.
Yeah. I think they have to for food, like if you serve food or drink.
Yeah, what is the catch? Like, if you're a cat person, you probably have a cat.
Okay, so put a pin in that, because I'm with you. As weird as this sounds.
Because you don't bring your cat.
As stupid as we thought this was 2 years ago, the greater Rochester area is now home to multiple cat cafes all over.
It's got to be old women.
If you ever walk by that one in the mall at Eastview, it's a mix of people in there.
They have an Eastview Mall cat cafe, although there is it's the funniest sign I've ever seen in my life, and I always laugh out loud, and my wife thinks I'm a psycho. Because when you walk by the cat cafe at Eastview Mall, it says cat cafe, and there's a sign that says under new management. Because it's like, you know what? Yeah. I know this cat cafe wasn't working for them, but I got new cat ideas. Therefore, I'm going to buy this.
I'm cat forward.
Exactly. I know your experience with the cat cafe before maybe wasn't good, but now that it's under new management, your coffee cat experience will be much better.
I don't get the attraction of it.
I don't either, man. And like, let's be real. Cats are dicks.
Yeah.
Right? It's like going to a French restaurant. All the people there are going to treat you like crap and you're paying for the privilege.
They're smug.
Muffins, coffee, and exposed cat buttholes. That's what you're paying for.
Yeah, I forgot about that, man.
You forgot about the buttholes.
Like, if you just touch a cat, they immediately show you their rectum. Right? They just turn up. There it is.
Maybe that's just you.
Yeah, just me.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We are not business people.
No.
This is obviously something people want, Tommy. Mm-hmm.
It's a gimmick, but
what are we missing?
I kind of get it.
What do you get?
I'm not a cat person, so this isn't for me.
Right.
But if you did the same concept and insert any type of baby animal, puppies, baby goats, piglets,
but they're
anything
adorable.
Like that, I'd want to go sit and have a cup of coffee with a room full of puppies.
Okay.
So I do get the concept of like why people are like drawn to go pet animals.
All right, but here's why your theory's off. I agree with you. Yeah. What you're saying. Any other baby animal. These are just regular ass cats, Kimmy.
Yeah.
But if it was
full grown dogs, I would go do it.
No, but Tommy made a good point. You would think the people that frequent cat cafes
have cats.
Exactly.
You like cats. So like, I can see, like, because you can't bring your cat.
I don't think,
if you had a dog cafe where you could sit with your own dog on a leash and have your coffee like you do in Park Avenue and these other places,
that
I understand.
That's most places now, it feels like, right? Bars and restaurants that have outdoor seating.
You can bring your puppy.
Yeah.
But to go sit in a room with somebody else's pet doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
And pets smell. I don't care how much you clean.
Okay.
There is an odor to a pet, especially when you put a bunch of them in a room.
It's about cats, too, man.
Cats have that funky pee smell.
Weird-ass.
They do.
Funky pee smell sounds like a rap group from the early 90s.
A funky pee?
Marky Mark and the funky pee smell. No, man, I'm with you. It doesn't make any sense, but it's successful. And either we're really stupid or...
It's hipsters, man. This is about as hipster as it gets. Well, it ain't old ladies.
A second ago, you said it was old ladies.
Kimmy said no. She said there's a mix.
So, like, I was watching the video. There was actually a mix. The video of the grand opening in Greece, it was a mix of, like, hipster-looking people and old ladies that wanted to get together with cats.
Like, there's no man in there alone.
Ah!
That's a weirdo.
Well,
if you're a lone dude, where you go down to the kitty cafe to have your coffee before you go to work, you weird.
Okay.
I can see women doing it. I can see a guy getting dragged there.
Yeah.
Dude alone at the kitty cafe.
Let me ask you a question. Mm. If they had a baby goat cafe, would you go by yourself?
Oh, yeah. That's different.
Okay, no.
Those guys are cool.
No, that's weird as hell. You alone on a baby goat cafe is weirder than dude alone
at
a cat
cafe. You know
how I feel
about baby goats.
No, I understand, but cats are like normal pets. That's a baby goat. You psycho.
Who's more adorable?
Well, I think the baby goat, but I'm not going to go drink a cup of coffee around it. 252-WCMF. 252-9263. Another cat cafe is open in the greater Rochester area. This one opening in Greece. It's called Friendly Feline, open on Ladder Road. And these things have been...
How did they not call it Puss in Cups?
Because then they would think your mom's there. Guys, line up around the block for that cafe. Big grand opening.
Yeah.
And this is like, what, 6th, 7th Kimmy Cat Cafe?
Wait, there's six?
There are multiple. I'm thinking of like 4 that I know of that we've talked about.
Yeah.
That's insane.
And they're successful.
And this is a small town.
Yeah, they're successful. And we don't get it, but hey, we're stupid. Tracy's going to explain it to us. She's going to figure it out. She's on CMF. Hey, Tracy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, we got.
So the whole concept behind the Cat Cafe is to get these cats adopted out.
Okay.
Is to find them home. So you go in, you have your coffee, you can hang out with the cats, And if you find one that you like, you can adopt it and take it home.
Okay, but here's the thing. If I already have, so I'm cat shopping while I'm drinking the coffee.
Just so happens if you fall in love with a cat while you're there, you get to take it home, I guess.
Okay, but like, you know? That seems kind
of... I actually called, or a woman called before. She didn't want to go on the air with you too, which I get.
You produce this show.
But she said that she went to one of these things and she just like fell in love with a cat and ended up adopting it.
But that sounds dangerous too, Tracy. Tracy, are you a cat person?
I have a cat.
Okay, did you adopt the cat or did you buy the cat?
I adopted the cat.
See, you never see anyone who buys cats because cats just kind of create themselves, right? All of a sudden,
they're in their own market.
No, did you know, Kimmy, that 1/3 of people that own cats, one day that cat just materialized in their house?
No,
that's
just
a fact.
Appeared.
Yeah, that's a fact. But Tracy, like, if I go to a cat cafe and I wasn't planning on adopting a cat and I fall in love with a cat, well, now I'm responsible for another cat. Like, you shouldn't just be adopting animals on a whim, Tracy. Yeah.
I adopted my cat on a whim.
Okay, how's that
going?
He's
going to be 10. He's 10 years old this year.
Wow.
What's the cat's name?
His name is Finn.
Sin? Like dirty?
No. Finn.
Oh,
like
Finn. Like Huck Finn. Gotcha.
Finn.
Okay. Gotcha. Finn. Gotcha. Yep. All right. You got a boyfriend, husband?
Of course not.
Husband. Husband. 22 years.
And he's a cat guy?
It's my cat.
So no.
Yeah.
Okay.
He tolerates the cat and he tolerates the horses.
Oh, you got horses too?
I have horses too.
She got them at the horse cafe. You can sit around with the horses. You know, you take one, you ride one home.
Tracy, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. You do.
All right, there goes Tracy. You shouldn't have a place where you could just adopt the animal that
on
right
a
there,
whim,
right? Like that is.
Can you walk
stuff
out with it? Can you just like, all right, I want this cat.
Probably some paperwork involved.
But I mean, like day of.
I don't know. What do I look like, cat cafe owner?
Is there a cooling off period for cats? Like you would have for like a 357 Magnum.
I mean, look, you're making a joke. That would probably seems like the best way to do it.
Yeah.
So to the point, the call we just got, the Cat Cafe, story on News 8, says of the 12 cats they had there, I guess, 6 of them were adopted, and they just opened yesterday.
All right, so it's working.
What happens when you run out of cats?
Bro.
Oh, I think it's impossible. Cats. I mean, there are so many.
Well, no, but
cats.
They would have to get new cats. Where are they getting cats from?
I think from like rescue groups and things like that.
Okay, so like, do you place a call and be like, tomorrow we need 6 more cats?
I'm sure
like
they'd
Lollipop.
Be happy to, have
maybe,
their cats in there.
You get them on consignment from Lollipop. I don't know. Word.
No, that's what I mean. That's what
all
I mean.
These shelters, you get a city shelter, it's probably full.
There's
of
so many shelters that I'm sure like they love to give them to those places because the cat can like openly run around and stuff.
Okay, what happens when they close? Do the cats live inside the cat cafe?
Yeah,
probably.
I
don't know. Maybe they're in boxes crates or something.
No, if it's a litter box stuff.
Well, no, I don't think you can just let the cats have the run of the place while nobody's there.
No, because they're in their own area, so they're not in with the food and everything. Well, so they got their own room.
Okay, what if one of them gets out? Those cats get everywhere, man. It's like water.
Oh, they probably don't come and go, like, outside?
No, I'm saying, like, never mind. This is too complicated a concept for your mind to understand.
No, I just don't think you know what you're talking about.
No, I think I do know what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is this, man.
What?
You ever know anyone with a cat?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You can lock a cat in a room, close the door, all of a sudden cat's outside. Cats,
they are sly.
That's what I'm saying. So even if I had a door, I was keeping the cats away, all of a sudden I show up, there's a cat sitting in the coffee pot.
All right.
Right? You ain't telling OSHA about that. You ain't telling food inspectors you got a cat in your coffee pot.
Ugh. God, that's nasty. Ugh. If I even get the hint of a hair in my food, I'm freaking. Some
right.
Cat pube.
The whole cat's pubes, man.
Thank you.
Okay.
They're like one big ass pube cat.
252 WCMF. Here's what I want you to do.
All right.
If you could think of the most woman who owns a cat name ever, what do you think it would be?
It would have to be some kind of older lady name.
Give me a shot. Take a shot in the dark.
Gail.
Okay, that was close. That was close.
All right.
Dorothy's on CMF.
Dorothy?
Hey, Dorothy, how are you?
Dorothy!
Yeah, I do own a lot of cats.
All right, what's a lot?
6.
You
God damn, man.
I don't know a lot of people that just have one cat.
That is also
have,
a
like,
problem.
A minimum of 2 cats.
Okay, so Dorothy, you were going to say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to freak out at your cats.
No, that's quite all right. I am totally behind this. I don't know exactly why the model is working, but I'm glad it does because there's a humongous problem with abandoned cats in especially the city, but everywhere.
Okay, yeah, I know. I just heard about one lady that's got 6 of them in her house.
Yeah. Well, 4 of them I ended up getting because I was fostering them during COVID, hoping to be able to get them adopted out. I was helping the colony caregivers. And they never got adopted, and I got to attach.
Okay. So do you, like, at night, when you go to bed, there's 6 cats in your house walking around?
Yep.
They That's
you
gross.
Used to have cats.
Huh?
You used to have cats.
Yeah, you were a cat guy.
I hated it. I got stuck with cats for my first wife.
I feel like you're, I didn't even like the cats, but like I feel you are an animal person, and I know, even though you won't admit it, you got attached to those cats.
And look, I will say this, in the defense of Dorothy, if I didn't know you at all, and I saw you walking down the street, I would say that's a cat guy.
You're basing that because I dress like a sissy.
Yeah. Well, no.
Yes. Dorothy, am I right, Dorothy?
You're totally
basing. I always picture you like holding a cat.
If Tommy goes to a cat cafe, he's going to be coming home with a cat.
No, because I'm effeminate, and that's what you say. That it's exactly what you're saying.
I was not thinking that. I just think like your size.
Thank you. No, not at all. Nothing to do about your manhood. Your puny ass little self.
All right, Dorothy, real quick, give me the name.
Cat licking bastard.
All six cats. Go. What are the names?
Okay, there's Jelly, Oreo, Finnegan, Seamus, McCowie, and Miss Patty.
Okay, so you got one Asian name, two Irish, two foods, and Miss Patty.
Well, they're all four of them are Irish names because those were the four that I was fostering. They were born on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, how cute is that?
A-D-D-Y. And no husband.
Married?
And no husband.
Of course not.
Well, why? Well, but she can stack all the cats.
A long time ago.
She can stack all the cats on top of one another, and it's like a furry husband.
Mm-hmm.
Dorothy, thanks.
I have a dog.
Oh, well, you a dog too? That poor dog.
So you got seven animals in your house, honey.
Yes. Yeah. And actually, I had eight because I had a cat, Cena, who unfortunately just passed away.
No.
Cancer really bad. Yeah.
Well, get down to the cat cafe, Dorothy. What are you waiting for? Thanks for the call, Dorothy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Was that the first Dorothy we ever had?
Yeah, I think so.
Because we should be out of Dorothy's.
She didn't sound that old.
I have an Aunt Dorothy.
Yeah.
She's still hanging in there. But she
don't
up there.
Say it like that.
But she up there.
You are so cold this morning.
Not cold. It's a fact.
No, you are.
You went from like hating on cats to hating on your Aunt Dorothy.
No, I like my Aunt Dorothy. She was one of the good ones.
Barely hanging on, though.
One of the good Dorothys.
Yeah, I didn't like all my mom's side of the family, but Dorothy was, she was great.
All right. Let's take one more Cat Cafe call before we move on. 252-WCMF. Rachel, I got like 30 seconds. What do you got for us?
Hi, I am the owner of the Cat Cafe.
Hey, how are you?
Hey,
how's it going? So you guys opened
I thought I'd call in and like tell you guys that there's an actual purpose, which I know some previous callers have already told you. There's a whole purpose behind it because there's such a need for fosters that in the cafe setting, we can do it to a much larger capacity because there is a huge problem with strays and ferals, and these cats don't deserve to be treated like they're treated, just running around in the street.
Rachel.
It's really, really terrible.
Rachel, everything you're saying, I completely understand. No, I get it. I understand you don't want these cats. Here's what's weird about this.
Sure.
To me, if I want a cup of coffee, right?
Yep.
I could go get a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Or I can get a cup of coffee around 12 cats.
Well, you're there for the experience.
That's what the experience of what? It's cats. Now,
well,
and Rachel,
it is.
I'm sorry.
It's the experience. And the rooms are separate, just so you know. We have a cafe area and we have a cat room.
Okay.
So you're not going to like walk in the door and like get attacked by cat buttholes, as you said.
So, Rachel, hold on. You have to admit, a lot of butthole, though. A lot of butthole.
Listen. And I pride myself on the cafe being very clean and smell-free. If you guys want to come, take a whiff.
I'm allergic to cats, though. I can't. I'm a cat allergic. All right, so Rachel, Tommy did ask a very valuable question, I think, because, you know, there are times where people think they want animals and they react emotionally. Is there a cat cooling-off period between picking cat and adopting cat?
Oh, yeah. There's a whole application process. We work with two different rescues. It's Flower City Kitties and Right Meow Rescue. And you have
I thought that was a strip joint.
And there's a fee. There's an adoption fee. They have a screen process.
Okay.
So you can just come in and, like, take a cat home. You have to actually apply for it. And that process can take up to a week. So there is a period of
thinking about it.
All right. Well, look, Rachel, I'm super late. So it's Friendly Feline. Where can, if people want to go be surrounded by cats while they enjoy a muffin, where could they go?
Yes, it is on Ladder Road, 3180 Ladder Road, Suite 200.
All right, Rachel, best of luck. We hope it all works out for you. You're not going to see us.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to say that.
Give me my slide, buddy.
All right, if you change your mind, you know where to find me.
Rachel, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
See, she seems nice. And you're saying all these mean things about Cat
all
Cafe.
Cat
got
people
all quiet
seem
over
nice.
There.
Yeah, look at
how
you're saying.
All quiet.
Jamie, pussy, buttholes. Rachel makes good.
Very nice, very nice.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right, quick one here because we went super long talking about beach fires and cat cafes.
Yeah, what's going on?
We got Where They Went and coming up in just a little while here in the break room on CMF. But, you know, as you get older, your excitement for things changes.
Oh, sure. Your taste changes.
Yeah, well, like, it's not just taste. It's what you want to do, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there was a time we're getting concert tickets or, you know, brand new video game that would get you going. Mm-hmm. I have in front of me the list of the most formerly boring things that now excite adults. And number one, I'm not even going to have you guess because they're so off the wall.
Yeah.
But I know once you hear number one, you're going to go, oh, yeah, that's it. Mm. You ready?
But get me going.
Yeah. Like, get you excited.
Ooh.
Number one, slicing into a perfectly ripe avocado.
Oh, yeah. Like, because it's always, like, if you buy that bag of four, you're going to get a clunker in there. And it pisses you off, right? Like, I was on a run for a while. I was, because I eat an avocado every day.
Yeah.
I was on a string of eight.
That's why they call them Tommycados.
Yeah, but you know how it is.
You call it string of eight?
I had a string
of
eight.
You had two string bags?
Right.
Yeah, but I would think if you're buying them all together in a bag, they're all going to be bright, like the perfect amount of ripeness at the same.
They're like children, man. They all come up different.
Raised in the same environment. Look, this one's all over.
There's
here.
Always that one trash avocado. Just
well, no, that, I'm saying, like, that's why I like to buy them individually. So
but
I like to space them out.
They're like double the price like that.
Okay, calm down, Pittsford. You're buying multicolored pineapples. You're going to sit here talking about how expensive avocados are. Bro, you know you can just buy the avocado cups.
You turn me on to that.
Yeah.
So that's what I want now. That is amazing. I love that stuff. But if I'm going regular avocado, you know you don't. You can't always be sure, man. And if you let it sit too long, like, can you eat an avocado that's overripe, like it starts turning black?
Oh, yeah.
I can too. But some people, you know, they don't want it.
My wife, I have to do it when my wife's not looking because she'll make me throw it away thinking it's going to get me sick.
Oh.
Can it get you sick?
Yeah, but she's from Jamaica. I know they eat them like almost
I don't think
black.
You're supposed to eat them past a certain point.
She's from Montana and Delaware. She was
But she was raised in a Jamaican culture where they eat them really ripe.
Please continue to tell me about how my wife was raised in a trailer of Jamaican culture.
Tell her she's doing Jamaica wrong.
It is amazing how guys your age, without even realizing it, will explain how somebody's culture is and how they should have been raised.
But I've been eating avocados my whole life.
Well, yeah, because you grew up in avocado country, man. I didn't even know avocados existed until I was 23. I'm not exaggerating.
Well, you couldn't afford them either with your parents.
They weren't around here.
I just don't think
here.
They were, as popular.
They were around
here. I don't remember it being on like every meal you could order. Like, now it's add avocado. Like, that's an option.
Oh, let me say this. When I was like 12, I saw the Bad News Bears, the original one, for the first time.
Yeah, with the Walter Matthau.
Yeah. And there's a scene in there where they're at Pizza Hut, and the woman's like, there's guacamole on this pizza. That's the grass. I didn't know what that was.
Oh.
I had no idea. I'd never seen an avocado before.
So did you know Walter Matthau owned an avocado farm? That's why that scene is in there?
Shut up, you idiot.
No, he did. He
Shut
was
up.
Like a
big
investor.
No, you already screwed up. You
in Mexico.
Shut up.
Matthew Avocados Burgers.
Really?
Yeah.
Matthew Avocados, even though his name's Matthau.
Matthau.
No, yeah. It's strange how they would shut up.
It says you, if it's brown on the inside, it
If it's
tastes-
brown, it's going down. I'm eating it.
No, I wouldn't. If it's brown on the inside or tastes bitter, it may have gone bad. You should avoid eating it if it has a stink to
it. Well,
if
it has a stink,
a bad
I don't
smell,
eat no brown stink. If it stink, I take a pass.
I don't eat no brown stink is my favorite Ribs Arkansas song.
I don't eat no brown stink.
Put your finger
I
on the
just
button.
Enjoy the sweet pink. See, that's fine, right?
He did it. I'm
proud
of you.
Yeah. It says you should never eat a rotten avocado, so I don't know.
That's don't eat something that stinks.
That's open to interpretation.
Right.
Because they're showing a picture of it. It just looks like a brown avocado.
No, but like if you have parasites in your brain from eating rotten avocados your whole life, it all makes sense.
You don't get parasites from avocado.
Can you Google, can you get parasites from avocados? Can you get parasites from exclusively from Walter Matthau brand avocados? just to recap the last couple of days of references we made. Yesterday, we had a running six-hit joke on the Kingston Trio.
We found out they died tragically in a plane crash.
They did not die in a plane crash.
One guy survived.
No, that's a Kingston Uno. Yeah. Today, I know for the rest of the show, it's going to be nothing but Walter Matthau jokes. Yeah. So if we were doing this show in 1982, we'd be crushing it.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody coming up next?
Eating rancid avocado is unlikely to make you sick. Eating large amounts of rancid fats regularly could contribute to chronic disease over time.
Okay, there you go. Watch your avocados.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.